Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, always going.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Orientals, wait, I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Bound to die, owes the body, I'm the one that's running dragon. Let me take this time to tell you about a nigga that I know. His name is O. Used to let him run the show, he had to go. Realest motherfucker, you and one to meet and one to greet. Women falling off their feet. With him to eat, beat,
nah,
never sleeps. Only problem with him is I give a fuck. Helping other people with their problems, having fucking up. He never spoke up.
Nope.
He just turned his head and stayed strong while he was being disrespected, lied to, and cheated on. That nigga owes a deal with him. Trust me, y'all, he had it up. People think he got it easy. Please believe he got it rough. Told him just to toughen up. Don't trust in and believe in folks. That's laughing at the motherfucker. Nigga, don't become the joke. Get the hope alive. Don't let him kill your dreams. Nigga, do your thing, man, don't see a wedding ring. Take everything that you can get, earn your money, fuck the bill. Don't worry, yo, the daggers,
here we go.
Who they fucking with? I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, always going.
The daggers here,
on the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like Orientals, when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Bound to die, owes the body, I'm the one that's running back. Now I'll tell you about another nigga. He's been dead a minute. Locked away his heart of gold. Everybody tried to steal him. Stayed in school. He hated home. His father wasn't acting right. Daddy used to beat his mama. Had him crying every night. Mama strong. Learned to fight. She had enough of taking it. Instead of changing up his way, he changed the person that he is. Kid by age, but mentally the balance was ahead of game. Kept everybody happy. That's the only way he is.
Don't pay.
He had a man at very young. 21 at age 12. No one knew he had a problem. He was smart. He hit it well. Didn't want his mom to cry. Or people took a sorry for him. Slept with it every night. And woke up with it in the morning. He was dying very slow. The balance never had a chance to be a kid like other kids. He's busy in his balance.
Whatever.
There it is. Wanna know my history? There it goes. Balance out without a tear. Sacrifice created all. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body. I'm the one that's running second. Now it's my time to shine, so let me introduce myself.
The dagger.
How you doing? I was created from the pain you felt. He kept me locked away cause I don't stop and never get enough. Oh, the man, but I'm the nigga.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck. I'm quick to kill a nigga, rob a Mexican, and slap a bitch. Stumble, but I never fall. Fly, but I never slip. Never trip. I know, I never stand for disrespect. I want a bad bench of life, like IRS, my custom leg. Break your neck, watch the step, I'm running shit and feeling right. Taking flight of fucking bitches, catch it on my website. I'm highly pissed, so watch me close and witness this.
Obliterate,
another bad creation with a fucked up imagination. Hesitation's not my thing, I'm hesitating long enough. People try to keep him down, the dagger's here to pick them up. Don't worry, yo, no matter what they got, you'll always be ahead. Let everybody live their life, we'll live like we already did. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here,
on the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the way like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes,
I'm a hoe.
Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Thank you.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Oh, shit. Is it Sunday? Am I The Dagger? Yeah, I think so. Are we here? Yeah, this is Five Sunday. So, welcome. Sorry, y'all. I didn't take a break on purpose, but I mean, I apologize off top about Wednesday's show. We'll get into that a little bit later about what happened. But we're back here on Sunday, Slap Sundays with The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio as always. Thanks for being here. Like I said, if you were rolling with me from the jump, like I said, thanks for coming back. Thanks for talking about the show. If you're brand new tonight, well, thank you for being here for the first time, and I hope you come back, all right, and I hope you tell somebody about the show. Oh, man, as I do as always, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Deshay. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no West Coast Wednesdays, no award show still waiting to pop off, man, no X&B models, and they're doing a lot of big things right now. That girl's involved in a lot of things. So if you want to get your network on, you need to holler at the boss lady, all right? Also, shout out to all independent artists, all right? Anybody out there doing their music, doing their thing, not letting nobody stop them. You know, keep pushing forward, doing what you got to do, and sending me y'all music, because like without y'all, I wouldn't have no show either. Wouldn't have no music to play, and I'm definitely not going to be playing none of that commercial shit that I don't like hearing on a daily basis, all right? Last but not least, as always, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to take 2 hours out of their day to sit here and listen to my voice, listen to these independent artists, support these independent artists, and support the show. Like I said, the only thing y'all got to do to support this show is talk about it. Spread the word, spread the links on your Twitters, Facebooks, whatever y'all on, whatever y'all got going on. Just spread the links. Every time the link pop up, make sure you send it out to everybody that you know so they can come back and listen to it, all right? You guys are out here, I don't know what y'all doing, but you guys are out here breaking records. Like I said, every time I come to my new show, I look at the old show, the one before that, and the numbers are just getting more and more and more and more, and that's because y'all are doing exactly what I'm asking y'all to do. So let me thank y'all personally for that, all right? Thank you so much. That's all y'all got to do is just keep talking about the show, letting people know what's going on, spreading the links, and that's all I ask, and we can keep things moving and keep things pushing, all right? Now, I did get some new music this week that we're going to get into right off the jump, and when we come back, you know, it's Slap Sunday, so we're going to try to slap the stupidity out of people. I got a lot of shit that I got to get off my head. You know, we're going to talk about what happened on Wednesday, and we're just going to see where the night takes us, because you never know on Slap Sundays, on Bang Out Radio with The Dagger, where the fucking night's going to go, so we're going to figure that out all together, okay? But brand new Miss Aaliyah, all right, off that House Party remix. I know y'all heard it. Actually, let's see. Yeah, we're going to let it roll. Actually, we're going to do that green. All right, we're going to talk about that money. Let's go, Miss Aaliyah. Brand new.
Johnny Giuliano.
I put it down for my hustlers.
Where my hustlers at?
Yeah.
Know what I always do at the beginning of every show of my work, brand new music at the top of every show, as long as I got new music to play, all right? So that was brand new right there, Miss Aaliyah, all right, straight out the gate. And then we got brand new music right here as well, the Drum Boys, Flirt, let's go.
Let's go. so you know my pants fat. The block is always hot, so I keep a moving fresh.
Hey, 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 hey spend their cash on. We can just get our laugh on. We a margin team in your spot, taking bitches home. They ride with us like we all on bikes. And if your girl got cake, I'm trying to get a slice. Trying to fuck once, I ain't asked twice. Never worry about the money, cause I'm the price. These niggas hating like they girl got barcode. She looking good like the type you see at a car show. Sits a cup on her, damn, where the bar go? Plus she a stripper, so I'm trying to show her my pole. And when you see her, you would think that that ass rich. And with this money, I shit like my ass rich. She ain't basic, normal, or average. Body on point, stage name should be Cactus.
Make a mellow. Well, shit. Trying to get it back to the crib.
Yeah.
Kiss her
yeah.
on the neck, roll
yeah.
blunts by the elbow. Law. Baby, I'm trying to put you on. Go. Other shit, roll on other shit, taking hits till we come.
Go.
When the nigga fuck, I'm doing it to the song.
Talk.
Half in the conversation, even got one out.
Don't
love it how she treat a nigga dick like a Ducati. Trunk like a Hummer with a body by Ferrari. Mad cause your bitch built like a go-kart. A nigga swear they got that poly, see my bitch on World Star.
Damn.
Type of ass make a nigga visit the pool. Bitch, tore bread, but never when a nigga use a pool.
Yeah.
Fucker in my joint, let her know I'm with the bullshit.
Yeah.
Take a damn when a bust a nut, yeah, dude.
Don't
yeah.
Hey,
when we feel we lie.
What up?
In the club, lie.
Talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
Take
Coast,
out.
Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And I guess it's about that time to get the show officially started, I guess. So hold on, let me have my sip. Hold on, what am I drinking on tonight? Hold on. Orange juice and vodka. So, you know, what is that? Sex on the beach? That's what I'm off of tonight. But no drink, I mean, no weed, no cigarettes. So it's kind of half-assed night. But it's okay. Like I said, glad to be breathing, glad to be alive, especially with all the shit going on in the world nowadays. And I know I'm not the only one sitting out here looking at all this bullshit going on. But I guess if you want to get in on today's topic or today's conversation, as always, 661-621-7559. You can just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? And I guess we're going to talk about stress tonight. I guess that's where I'm on. That's where I'm on right now. Cause, oh, man, I've just been so stressed out lately. But we'll start it off with just, let me, again, apologize about Wednesday night because, again, it was a crucial night. But I guess the easiest way for me to say it, it wasn't my fault. Now, keep in mind, yes, that day I was like, man, I'm tired. I've been putting in all these extra hours at work. People have been stressing me out about the dumbest shit, and y'all know how I feel about dumb shit, you know, but I was, despite all that, you know, I was ready to do my show, and I was trying to get, and I was ready to focus and do what I had to do, and then come to find out that, let's put it like this, right, we all know that there's nothing's free, so I have to invest in this show in order to keep it moving, so let's just say I invested in the show, and I guess my investment wasn't picked up quick enough. Or here we go, like, here's another way to look at it. A nigga paid his rent and sent his money off to pay his rent on the show, right? But I guess it didn't get received in time in order for the show to move forward and move on. So that's basically what happened. So even though I sent off what I had to do for the show, it didn't get picked up on the other end in time in order to get processed and everything in order for me to continue with my show. So that's basically the overview on what happened. But, I mean, besides that, man, it was really a long day that day. And then also I had a 12-hour work day I had to do the next day. So, I mean, I hate saying this, but I'm one of those things where everything happens for a reason. But at the same time, I enjoy doing this show. As much as I may complain about it, as much as it may be a hassle even for me sometimes to find either the money to pay for it or just being able to put aside the bullshit that's going on in my life in order to sit here for 2 hours to present a show to you guys and to do what I say I'm going to do. So that gets stressful within itself. But at the same time, this is something that I chose to do, that I chose to take responsibility for. So I'm going to do it as long as I'm able to do it. So I just wanted y'all to make sure and know that it wasn't my fault. All right. Usually if it's my fault, I admit it. But that time, it wasn't my fault. So, but we will be back next Wednesday and everything's all good. So we'll see y'all on Wednesday night, hump nights. All right. From 9 to 11 every Wednesday here on Bang Out Radio. So that's that. But besides that, just stress, period. I mean, we all know where stress comes from, but it's like, who stresses you out? What causes you stress? What relieves stress? How can we avoid stress? What do people do, or how do people react to stress? Because, you know, some people can't handle stress. Some people can't handle stress. Some people can't. Some people flip the fuck out. I mean, but let's just say it like this. I mean, everybody's stressed in some shape, way, or form. Even people with money get stressful about their fucking money. So, I mean, we all face some form of stress in some shape, way, or form. The bottom line is, just like anywhere else, it's like, what do you do with it? Where do you go with it? What avenue do you turn down? Who do you turn to? Do you turn to anybody? That's what we're talking about today. That's what we're going to figure out. And I guess, like I said, I'll start off after this music with this. Some, you know, I got all kinds of stressful situations I could talk about. So I'm glad to share my bullshit with y'all in a second. Let my drink kick in a little bit. And let's get to some more independent artists. I want to shout out my man Dustin Morris. It's his birthday today, so he'll start up the next round of music just like this on that broken mic. All right, so happy birthday. Hold on. So happy birthday, Dustin Morris. And yeah, let's get this mic broken. All right, we'll be right back. Slash Sunday's the Dagger.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face. And now you looking like you shaking, this music has you taken.
Well, where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland, give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding our mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of class is where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap against my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will. That is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here, we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone get the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone get the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
Don't call us a comeback.
Don't call us a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call us a comeback. Don't call us a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call us a comeback. Don't call us a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call us a comeback. Don't call us a comeback. I've been here for years, so don't call us a comeback. Where the fuck you been? You and Jazzy, it's him, man. My sales been gathered to win. I've been planning to win. A home bathing, lathering skin. The call of the wild speaks when the madness begin. Getting under your skin, and just mad that he got it again. Murder go pins, homie, your life is an ad lib. Get it? I'm coming from the far side like Fat Lip. At it for years, so don't call us a comeback, kid. The end of the smoke and the road slip. How could this be done with no gun? He still smoke shit with four kids, four twists. Know that I'm on bent, looking fly, my dick in a broke bitch, filthy rich from brokenness. Train to kill from the Zango, separate the West from the Kango. Perform and leave in a stretch with a bagel full of fleas, attracted to a dog's rat. No. Don't call us to come back, I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back, I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back, I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back, I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back.
I got a B-side manner, must fit say listed. If I was a pimp, I'd make them call me delicious. They rub up on me like I'm granting three wishes. I already bought cakes and eye candy and they're both do dishes. While I'm dishing culinary cutlery in a zen position. I'm cuffing hip-hop, making that bitch play a position. Jewelry and toolery is what they be wishing. And if you got enough to pitch in, then hit me on the gangster goddess and I'm dishing. Everything about the underground hip-hop. What you thought we was making a comeback? Nick, please stop. I got exactly what you need. Project Soul was up proceeding. Good life was the beginning. Medusa, J, piss that mean green.
Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back. Don't call us to come back. I've been here for years, so don't call us to come back.
It's not a comeback. I've been on deck before burning CDs. I dropped my cut to cassette. In 92, signed to Wild West, the bunk label that paid me cash to learn the rap game. Dropped 9 Thou 8 and 9 4, an underground classic that was lacking the promo. Fuck the rap game, I'm too sexy, ridiculous. I moved the game with my ball sack, thoughts meticulous. Come back, I was here for years. Dealt with disappointments and shed tears. Ask your peers, superb, the veteran, professional rapper, getting hit, watching David Letterman. Evolved to Jay Real. Any kind of business, show me Frank, you got a deal. Charles Brock and Pistola J, Cabby be cook, page one of your underground G yearbook.
This is the digital lifestyle of the Hollywood Square. Medusa, in your ear, ho.
He was bang like Eddie Channing Jr.
I'm that guy, I'm that nigga, I'm that guy, I'm that guy.
nickel to that dime. Look like I did it overnight, but only if you know how I live my life. In the studio, all day, out here. No days up, no breaks, switch gears. Even as a dip, step ahead of my peers. Now I feel comfy, overcame my fears. Had the bait like codeine in a styrofoam cup. Now porn stars in hot pursuit, call them silicone slugs. Shoeless in my entourage, no sleep, get insomnia. Bad bras giving me back massage. Dead folk coming, no fighting rod.
Look at me, I'm looking fly. Everybody asking, who the guy in the club popping bottles all the time? Even in the dark, I gotta shine.
Numbers. Three kids with two baby mamas, I need 9 zeros and 3 commas. Kush green asparagus, fake boys hilarious. Alright, 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 she can't get enough, wish she was a pair of us. Out of Lenox Mall, stunt hard, all I know is ball. Cool shower, I should know it's called, don't call too much, make your ass withdraw. In a different lane, these lanes compare are not the same. Don't keep calling for a feature, then complain about the change.
Look at me, I'm looking fly. Everybody asking, who the guy in the club popping bottles all the time? Even in the dark, I gotta shine.
With no nettles, cause you don't need no models when your talent worth a million.
Nah,
I count so much money, be my children, grandchildren. I think it's caught the feeling, and the stain was left permanent. Don't follow me, just follow Juice Trailer, Michael Irvin. When permanent, I deserve the shit. No person necessary gotta earn the shit. Pedal to the metal through the turbulence. If you crash the shores, we furbish shit.
Look at me, I'm looking fine. Everybody asking, in the club, popping bottles all the time. Even in the dark, I've got a shine.
Slap Sunday, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. Hold on, Sunrise, we'll say that one more time.
Bang Out Radio.
Oh, I love how she says that shit. We're back. And like I said, if you want to call in and get in on this, 661-621-7559. Again, you can just chill in the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me. And like I said, the topic of the conversation, and I guess it's just stress. I mean, it's something we all have to face, something we all have to deal with, but it's something that people deal with differently at all times, which is also interesting as well when you think about it. Some people go way overboard when it comes to stress. Some people don't do anything at all. Now, me, for example, when it comes to stress, I've been dealt with stress for so long that it's like how I deal with it, I'm like numb to it. You know, I'm not going to say that it doesn't bother me because it does, but I've also learned that I'm not one of those people that sit up and complain about what's going on or complain about what's wrong or whatever. Well, I do on the show, but I mean, don't get it twisted. It's only because, you know, it gives me something to talk about on the radio. So, but besides that, y'all wouldn't know nothing was going on with me. But that's just how I deal with it, because I just act like it doesn't exist, even though it does. Because that's just the easiest way I can deal with it. Because for me, if I if you, or this is just a word of advice, I guess, to a lot of people. If you act on every bit of stress that you get in your life, then it's just going to make shit constantly worse. Trust me. You can't break down every time you get stressed. You can't overreact every time you get stressful. There's a lot of things you can't do because it's just going to lead to more stress. But also at the same time, and avoiding stress or ignoring stress doesn't help either. I mean, that's just honesty as well, because then it's always going to be there if you don't deal with it. If you don't move past it, if you don't do something to make it better, then it's always going to be there, and you can't do nothing about that either. So it's a very thin line. It's a very thin line to walk when it comes to this thing, because, like I said, on my thing, I'm so numb to stress that, like I said, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't stop me. I don't allow it to stop me. But at the same time, it's because of that numbness that I'm numb to a lot of other things, my feelings, emotions, things like that, because of stress, because I just decided where it's like it's just easier to not care about anything than to care about things and to constantly get let down or hurt or something, or, you know, anything like that. So that's just the choices that I've made. So it's easier for me to not care about anything at all than to care and to keep getting hurt. So that's how I deal with stress. I avoid it as much as possible. I avoid stressful people. I try to, at least. I avoid stressful situations. I try to do things that relieve stress, this show being one. This show does actually relieve stress for me because it allows me to talk. And then it's weird, though, because I'll sit up here and talk about my business all day and try to, you know, spread the word, let people know that, you know, things can be a lot better. But when it comes to people that I associate with on a day-to-day basis, I'll tell them anything about what's going on because, again, I don't feel they can do anything. That's another reason how I handle my stress. I don't share stress. If I'm going through some shit, or if I'm dealing with some shit and it's bothering me, then I usually just tell people to leave me the fuck alone. Like, just don't bother. Just don't bother me right now. It's not a good time because, like I said, I know how I can be when I'm like that or when I get to that point. So to not cause more stress and more problems, I have people, or I tell people, just leave me the fuck alone. But the fucked up part about that is, you ever been in those situations or been around those people that don't even allow you to just deal with your shit on your own and just allow you to deal as you deal? Or those people that always try to make what you're going through about them, like they're the only people that exist in the world, like they're the only things that got people, you know, they're the only people that got things going on. Or they try to take it, or they try to make it like you're stressed out about them or you're mad at them or something like that. Like, I didn't do nothing to you. I don't know why you're acting like that towards me, because I'm fucking pissed off right now. That's why. And I told you to leave this fuck alone for a little while. You know, so people just don't get that. They always feel like they can help or they can do this and they can do that for you. And it's just funny because then you call them out on helping you out or trying to help you out or whatever. That's like, or it's something else totally different. Or they really can't help you, but they just want to know what the fuck is going on with you. That's why I don't talk to people that I normally associate with. I talk to y'all, like I said, I know y'all can't do nothing about my stressful situation. If anybody hear my voice, I know y'all can't. And it does help to talk and, you know, to get that shit out. But I just don't talk to those people that I feel can't do anything about it. I mean, this is a special situation. Like I said, this is radio. It gives me subject matter to talk about, and like I said, it's a double-edged thing. My number one theme here is always be better than me, all right? Be better than me. Make better choices than I've made. Make better decisions than I've made. Shit. Like I said, cut people off sometimes that, like, I haven't done. There's certain things you just have to do to stay focused and to stay moving and stay pushing forward. I realize it's interesting because I think I would be even less stressful if I was more of an asshole. Even more than I already am, yeah, I know, but I mean, I can be pretty bad, but I can be a lot worse. But it leads me to think sometimes when I was on one, like I said, when I was younger and I was just doing whatever I wanted to, didn't care about what people thought, I don't care now, but I mean, really didn't give a fuck, like I was saying, lying to people, just getting over on people, doing what I wanted to do, didn't care about anybody else. Shit was actually kind of easy. But you know why that is? And what I've also come to learn is that, I mean, it's easy to do the wrong thing. It's easy to lie. It's easy to be the bad guy. It's hard to do the right thing. It's stressful to do the fucking right thing. It's stressful to be right. That's another thing that kills me, too. Because, like I said, I'm never the first to be like, you know what, I know everything. You know, what I say is right. What I say is always right. I'm never going to say nothing like that. But my track record is pretty good. My percentage is really good when it comes to predicting things and seeing how people operate, seeing how people deal with each other, and being able to choose certain things, like this is going to go like this or that's going to go like that. And it's, even though it's usually a bad thing, it's like, well, that's bad things happen all the fucking time. I'm sorry, like I said, I'm an optimist, but I'm a realist. Hold on, it's straight out the phone line, straight out the 512. Hold on, let's get you in.
I was like, what kind of guy?
3139, you got a dagger, what'd it do?
Like, manly man? Like
Tico? Hello? Hello.
I think someone called in and like he didn't, or maybe my phone was fucking talking.
Hold on, let's listen to y'all. Let's listen to y'all conversation. What y'all got going on? Hello.
Chilling, drinking. What are you doing?
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay, we're good. I called you in, but I didn't think y'all heard me. What's going down with you?
Oh shit! I didn't even know. I didn't even mean to press that button, but that's cool. I was listening.
Oh, man. Didn't mean to press the button, but you did. But you wanted to show. So what's going down? Who's this?
This is Dustin. Justin Kane Morris.
Hey, what a dude, Pivot, man. Happy birthday, man. Oh, yeah, as you should be out there drinking and turned up, man. That broken mic, man.
Yeah.
I fucked with that, man. I like that track right there, man. That's a knocker right there, man. Congratulations. What else you got going
Thanks
on,
too,
man?
Bro. Man, nothing really. It's my birthday, just drinking a few beers with a few friends.
Awesome. Birds. See, that's what it is. Cool, man. But let people know about that. For those that don't know, man, where they can find your music, man, your links and everything, like I said, let them know what's up real quick on your birthday.
Well, you can find my music on my Facebook, just Dustin Kane Morris, or you can find it on my SoundCloud, which is linked to my Facebook. But really, right now, that's it. I mean, I got some CDs in Austin, but that's really all.
Okay. No, well, that's fine. Like I said, you got a lot of, like I said, y'all listen to my man Dustin Morris. You got some tracks out there, y'all, so make sure y'all show some support. And whenever you get some new stuff, man, you got to keep me in rotation and send them through here, man, so I can keep it. I only got one. I mean, it's a knocker, but that's all I got, you know?
I can send you more. The problem is I tried to email you, and whenever I try and email you, the gigabytes are too much, so I can't email the song.
Oh.
I don't know how to send bigger emails.
Okay, well, then either way, what I'll do is, I mean, off air or whatever, I can get you my address or something like that. Man, you can send me the actual CD. I'll copy it by myself because I'm trying to get some collections up from CDs and everything, too. I like, you know, real CDs, like, you know, so you got to send me some of those as well. But
yeah, for sure, I got you.
All right, I got a lot
of songs, man. It's not just that one. I got, like, 50-ish, 50, 60 songs.
I believe it, but yeah. I need at least half of those, then. And I need at least half, you know? So, you gotta make sure you put them in rotation.
The version you're playing on the radio, I haven't heard it yet because I just started listening in, but the version you're playing is like not the studio quality. I got the studio quality done.
We'll see. Yep. So I need to update it. That's good. See, this is why we have these shows. This is why we talk. Call in, talk to your boy, holler at me, let me know these things. But, like, it's still knocking, though, so either way. But, Dustin, man, let me ask you, since I got you here for a little while, real quick, man, how do you deal with stressful situations or what causes you the most stress nowadays? I know
right
it's your birthday. You shouldn't be stressing at all.
I'm super stressed right now because I'm about to turn myself into jail tomorrow. And I'll be gone for like a month.
Ah, shit. What'd you do, Dustin? What'd you do?
I got a DWI. Probation was revoked.
Oh, man. See, 48, that's crazy. I thought white people got away with that shit a lot more than black folks did. I be driving drunk all the time. No offense whatsoever, but I be driving drunk all the time. But see, that's smart, though, Dustin. I can always say that because I know it's stressful, but you got to, if that's the best way to get it done and to get it over with, like I said, go turn it in, get it over with, and then walk back out. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly what I'm thinking, man.
Because you definitely don't want to be. You definitely don't want the motherfucking law looking for you for any reason. That goes for anybody of any color. Like, the law is not the business. Especially right now, the way around is shooting folks. But, man.
For sure.
Yeah, so be careful, man. Watch your beers, man. Enjoy. Get turned up. And, man, like I said, go in there as high as possible.
Oh, man, that's funny, 'cause that's my plan.
go in there as fucked up as possible. I went and, oh, shit. But then here's what you got to do then, Dustin, all right? You got to make me a promise then. You go in there, but when you get out, you got to hit me back on the following Sunday. Whenever you get out or whatever, that following Sunday, you got to get up and we got to talk. I want to hear the stories about what went down in there. All right,
I'll hit you up. I'll give you a call.
All right, Dustin, man. Be safe out there, man. Like I said, happy birthday. Get turned up. Stay away from the stressfulness. But like I said, handle your business and move forward.
I got a question, though. How do I
keep listening?
Like, how do I keep listening without, like, hanging up? Because I'm on the phone.
No. You can either go to the link on the Facebook page because I keep posting up the link, that same link over and over again, but you're going to have to start over from the beginning. Well, no, you won't because it's live right now. But
you
just want to keep listening.
On
your phone, you're fine. What I'm going to do is I'll just mute you on my end. You're fine. Just don't hang up and you'll be able to just tune in and listen. You're okay.
All right, cool. That's all I need to know because I wanted to listen.
All right, for sure.
Have you already played that song yet?
Yeah, I did just play it before you got on the phone. That's what I said. I posted up the thing. But here's what I'm going to do, man. I like that so much. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to ride out with that at the end of the show, too. I'm going to play that. That's going to be the last show before I cut out of here. I'm going to send you off on a good note, okay? It's bad, but I'm going to send you off on a good note.
All right,
Dustin. Just hang out with your boy, and I can check in with you a little bit later, all right?
All right, for sure.
For sure.
Later.
Yeah. Yes, sir, man. Dustin Morris hanging out, checking in. Like I said, they don't tell them whoever's listening to this show. You never know. But, yeah, man, fucking DWI, shit. As many times as I guess I'm blessed. I'm lucky in that sense. Hold on, let me find some wood to knock on. Hold on. Because I be turnt the fuck up behind the wheel like I shouldn't be, but... Thankfully, it doesn't have it, because that's something you don't want to catch either, everybody. That driver while intoxicated and all that, they do not play when it comes to that shit. So just be careful. If you're going to do wrong, do it right. But be careful in there, man. What you got to do, get the fuck out. Make sure you hit me up when you get back out, all right? And we're going to get back into some... Actually, we'll get a Daggers double play earlier and then get back into the stressful situations people got going on. We'll get into some news as well, because I don't know if y'all been looking at these months. I don't know if y'all watching the news. Motherfuckers have lost they damn mind. All right, and we're going to talk about that as well. So let's see. What do I feel like in Daggers Double Play today? Was I watching that? Yeah, I was watching Superman earlier. The original Superman, Christopher Reeves, before, you know, he started spitting on himself and everything, couldn't do nothing. But, yeah, don't mind me. Slap Sunday, Daggers Double Play. We're going to start it off like this. Let's go.
All right. Yeah.
Yo.
There it is. All
right. Listen up.
Yes. I want you to take this one right here and knock them over their head over there. Knock them
over
there. All right.
Motherfucking head in
this one's for y'all.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
And what you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
That's the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
How many different ways we gotta show we so original? Our words ain't so critical. We both so
unforgettable.
So when we come together, it's like magic. Calling Camelot. I'm not a artist, I'm a weed smoker. I just rap a lot. And Jesse's like the king of thieves. Fucking call me Lancelot. You fucking with the
verse.
Niggas, show us what you
come
got.
On.
You think I'm playing?
Yeah.
Dagger only place to keep. I'll be a
Huckleberry.
Doc Holliday is in the streets. Dagger so intelligent. I'm doing dumb shit for fun. Start a war with Kenny G. Kill whoever's wearing them. Line them up, execute them. Brother, uncle, son, or dad. Watch them as they come about them. That's the way you kill a fad. I said a fad. Dagger ain't a homophobe. But look at me and touch me wrong. I crack a home in front of them.
Right.
Look at me on overload. I'm paranoid, I stay prepared, I stay aware of hating motherfuckers, so I'm never scared.
What
they gon' do,
what
they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the UK,
and what you represent,
Westside LA.
What they gon' do, what they gon' say, what they bringin' to the table, what they gon' pay, where you get that beat,
that's the UK,
what you represent,
Westside LA.
Jesse, when I
visit, there's a lot of things I wanna do. Wanna fuck that British weed, fuck a British bitch or two. A lot of drink, 80 proof or better, tell the dagger Earl. Maybe throw a Jerry Curl and resurrect the fight gun. Doing all that we deserve, we in the streets and moving fast. Take me to the palace, better G, I make a guard last. Wait, I heard that police out here, they don't even carry guns. Glad I didn't bring my niggas, they be robbing everyone. Jesse, I'm fucked up. Wear a big old booty stripper, need the cutter, need the gutter. Hey, call me Jack the Ripper, money flipper, but you'll never see me throwing it around. It's in the UK, we don't stack just we. Damn, we getting fat, I'm hungry still, gotta eat, I'm staying at the table. Well, I'm leaving though before I go. Dagger's doing something mean, it's people over government. Fuck the queen. What they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
Desi out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
Desi out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
When the dagger's on the microphone, I'm buying them when you trippin' out. If I'm losing,
throw a bowl.
Gonna have to kick you out. Find me, I ain't paying shit. Go ahead and turn me in. I will post bail though and do the same shit. Nigga, you can never win the fighter.
New time come.
You know you fucked up. You thought the master was an amateur. Your mistake.
Kill it quick.
Jumping, spinning, you don't get connected to his upper lip. That nigga did a backflip. Rip out the spinal column. That's my if I was a cannibal, it would be my I'm all about my salary. I need it now. Hand it over. Need my weed, pills, and drink. You don't want the dagger for yeah, I want it all. Big, tall, stacks of money. Fettuccine, tortellini, greenback, nut, nutty. Tip stacks, don't scratch. Big faces, bring them in. Paper cheese, cheddar, my and
what
they gon' do? What they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
Desi out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What they gon' do?
What
they gon' say? What they bringin' to the table? What they gon' pay? Where you get that beat?
Desi out the UK.
What you represent?
Westside LA.
What the fuck
do
you say now,
Desi? What? What?
What?
What?
West Coast all day.
What?
With that UK connect.
What?
Jesse P.
What?
Y'all, what? Y'all better act like
what?
It.
What?
What? Yeah, we're going to get with it, boys. Let's go. Come on.
Fresh with it, I spit it, yeah, pimpin', I'm in player mode. Send it great to hate, debate, nigga, my pocket swole. Lock it low, I'm laughing, she living life. I'm only fucking her twice, if it's cracking, I'm nothing nice. Taking flight, taking names, I'm taking fame. I'm taking hoes, making dough, I'm getting paid. Raised by wolves, so in packs we run. With it, boys, in this bitch, Mac Rider number one. Come and get it poppin' in this prestige position. Karma Sutra, a suture, Richard Wolf's a diggin'. Precise with the stroke when I provoke the panties off. The first one is free, but the next one costs. Frostbitten, frozen, with it, boy, fresh. On the block, posted, your bitch to the left. To the bound, and I reppin', no question that who the best is. Take one look at me, and you know I'm the freshest. I caught her off the block, rebound. Time to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my outside, turn down. Crack, I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm trying to work. Crack, I caught her off the block, rebound.
Ain't no telling, mama, the night is young. It's the battle, I'm behind a nigga since I'm mopped up. Ready to do my duty, get some head and beat the pussy up. Around the way, chick won't train them older bitches. We can smoke, drink, kicking your fist, don't shoot the shit. What's your fantasy? I might eat you till you fall asleep. I'm known to pack a pistol, ride a Mac, and run these streets. Gun is my persona. No relationship, so baby mama trying to holler on dog, you never call you. The West mob, ain't her deep, she hitting notes like tonight. She up long as she swallow, tolerance for drama. Decimals of comma fucking me, bitch. Be honest with it, boys. You know we get it poppin'. In the building, why these bitches panty droppin'. My bitches are the motherfuckin' rider.
Caught her off the block, rebound. Time to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my OJ, turn down. I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm tryna work. Caught her off the block, rebound. Time to go deep, touchdown. Reaching for my OJ, turn down. I'ma tell her from the jump, I'm tryna work.
Time to step to the plate. You want a date?
Oh, really?
Listen.
missing these are the friends. Have a job, pop, knob over and over again. You like bitches?
I like bitches.
Now we fucking the friend. Got a lot of dick to go around. Pounds of weed, 80 proof, pop a pill or two.
Hypey training.
With your bigger boots, get loose.
We a slut.
We ain't snitches. He's fresh, he's west. Me, I'm off of the bitches. So you can get it if you with it. When I'm in it, then I spit and kill it. Make him feel it.
Way a minute.
Aren't you glad you let me hit it? 40 B, I walk the walk. Talking doesn't get you there. Smacking ass and pulling hair, but never fuck these bitches bare.
Never fear.
Clean and clear. Call me Mr. Belvedere. Plucking women's strings like a puppet. I'm a puppeteer. Ladies that's with it, they make a lot of noise. Feel the joy. Treat us like a sex toy. Fucking with the witty boy.
I caught her off the block. Rebound.
Crack.
I'm trying to go deep. Touchdown. Reaching for my own day. Turn down. I'm a teller from the jump. I'm trying to
what?
Crack. I caught her off the block. Rebound. I'm trying to go deep. Touchdown. I'm reaching for my OJ. Turn down. I'm a teller from the jump. I'm trying to
what?
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no move. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about stress tonight. That's just, like I said, what causes it, what people do when they what causes it, what people do when they have to deal with it, different directions you can go, maybe ways you can get rid of it, just stress, what the fuck, like, and like I said, it's something that we all go through, something that we all got to deal with, something that we all got to find a way to deal with, and I'm trying to hopefully, y'all realize there are positive ways to deal with stress instead of negative ways, all right, as far as I go, I got weed, drink, music, and this radio show, I got those four things, that's how I deal with stress. And I'm trying to fuck too, but I mean, not, but, you know, when you can't get it on when you can't get it on call, then it comes in as kind of a touchy situation, because then you're just going to be stressed out looking for that as well. And, of course, pussy is not one of the things you want to get stressed out over. But, you know what I'm saying, I've been trying to fuck stress away sometimes too, but, you know, you can't always get that to happen. And even sometimes when you try to do that, you wind up worse off than you were in the first place, so... So, yes, we drank, Bang Out Radio, and music. Yeah, those, that's what I got right now as far as how I try to relieve stress. If you got, or actually, no, my niece and my nephew, the babies, they cute too. They can make a nigga smile and, you know, makes me forget about stressful until they start flipping the fuck out, and then they can be just as stressful. So, I mean, it goes both ways. But, but enough about, like, our stress. Have y'all seen how these other people are out here stressing out in the world, like, on some really far-out crazy shit? And people are always so worried about me. Y'all be so surprised how often people want to talk about me in the sense, like, I can't believe you would say something like that. Why do you think like that? What's wrong with you? Why are you always upset? Why you always got an attitude? Why are you always so negative about stuff? Look at the world. That's why. Why are you asking me questions you already got the fucking answer to? I don't want to be like this. I really don't, but I have to be. The nice guy always fucking loses. So, and the cold part about that is like that I want to be the nice guy. I was raised to be the nice guy, and I'm trying not to be. I'm trying to get myself out of that. That's the funny part. It's like I'm trying not to be so nice. I'm trying not to be so caring about shit and everything like that. I don't want to be because it hasn't brought me nothing but problems and stress. But enough about me and what I got going on and what I see. Have y'all seen what's going on in the news nowadays, especially over here? Who's this motherfucker over? Where is that? Aurora? Hold on, I want to make sure I got the city right. Colorado? Motherfucker, that's a stressed out ass white person. This dude has the audacity to have my last name. James Holmes, for those that don't know, I mean, if you haven't heard about it, I don't know how you have it by now. Everybody hears about everything else, but I guess if it's not a Kardashian, it may have missed you or something. But dude goes to the midnight showing of the new Batman movie, all right, buys a ticket, goes inside, leaves, comes back in, throws gas canisters, and starts popping people. And just okay, just bat, what, 12 dead? Hold on, let me make sure I got my numbers right. Hold on, how many? Hold on, how many? I think last night was it, they said 14, then I heard 12. Hold on, let's see if I got a number for y'all real quick. See, this one I need a crew of people so then they can be looking up stuff while I keep talking. But, all right, here's another number. Let's see. The gunman killed 12 people, wounded 58, all right, at the Centriplex in the Denver suburb. Come on. Are you serious? This is what I'm talking about. People got the audacity to tell. This is why I be upset. This is why I don't get excited about things or whatever. Not specifically this reason, but this type of shit happens all the time. It's sad that it has to happen like that, but I mean, there are fucking psycho, crazy people out there. I could be one of them just as easy. But see, these are the people that do not care about anything, anybody, or what anybody else has going on. Now, in no way do I condone what happened or anything like that. But also, on the other hand, on the other side of things, when I was reading this story about how it went down and what happened and everything, I'm thinking to myself, what are some of these white people thinking? Or what are people thinking? This shit doesn't make sense. And this is Sunday. I'm gonna break down the story. And I'm gonna show y'all the little signs that motherfuckers should have been paying attention to, where they wouldn't be in this situation. There wouldn't be no 12 people killed. Obviously, somebody wasn't paying attention. A lot of people, at least 12 people, wasn't paying attention. And again, I mean no disrespect by saying that, but I mean, you know, shit just fucked up, and fucked up shit happens. But you can avoid fucked up situations. All right, shit like this could be avoided. Now, look, number one. All right. God, I don't even know what it is. First of all, they said the guy, right, the guy who was in there shooting, James Holmes. Like, God, why does this guy have to have my last name? That's fucking with me. But he's white, I'm black, so it's okay. But the dude goes in there, buys a ticket, goes out the back door, and then comes back in through the back door. Now, look, we've all been to the movie. Even if you haven't been to the movie theater in a long time, the movie theaters don't change that much, all right? So we all know most movies, you got the main entrance, right, where everybody comes into. When you go buy your ticket, you come in there, you go to Studio 12 or whatever. You know, you have and you got the double doors where each movie theater, you either go to the left or the right, you go in, you either go down, up to the top or whatever. Those are the main entrances. Then every theater has to have, I think by law, that one emergency exit down by the actual screen. You know, that little corner door that has a little exit on top of it or whatever, just in case anything happens. We all seen that, too. Here's my number one issue, my first issue right here. Look, if I'm sitting in the movie theater, all right, the movie's just about to start, or the movie just already started, or, you know, it's at the beginning of the movie, and I see somebody go out that entrance, go out that exit that's not an usher or somebody that works there, I'm already going to think something's suspect. What the fuck you going out the exit for already? Nigga, the movie just started. Hold on. I got to say after 404. See, I was just about to get started. Hold on. Hey. Hold on. Try it. Come on. You're going to work, aren't you? Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm trying to get you in. See, that's why we got backup computers. I love being able to run two computers at once nowadays is kind of working out for me on this show as well. Because then if one messes up, I should be able to go to the other one. But then what happens if both mess up? Well, hold on real quick. I was trying to get you in. But as I was, but let me continue talking so I'll just not sound this way. Here we go. Come on, you can do it. You got to will it to happen.
Hello?
Come on. There it is. We're good. What to do, Queen? How you feeling?
I'm good. And you?
Like I said, I can always be better, but I'm trying not to complain. But besides that, I was with how things are going on in your end of things. Everything cool on this Sunday? Hello? Oh, wait, sorry. I turned you off. Damn it. Hold on. Like I said, things are not. I'm trying to stay focused. I'm all over the place right now. I was trying to do one thing. Hold on. All right, we got you back, Queen. That's my fault. How are you doing this Sunday? That's my bad. I apologize.
It's been a hot Sunday, but I mean, we good. We good. I just got back to the house and cleaned up a little bit and took a shower, and then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Got to tune in.
Well, have you been listening? Yeah, we're talking about stressful situations, how to get rid of it, how to handle it. But right now we're talking about this crazy motherfucker in Colorado who obviously couldn't handle his stress level.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, I was on. What happened?
No, I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's cool. Because at the same time, I was saying, like, you know, he couldn't handle his stress situation. It's these other people that I just don't agree with that. Like I was saying before you called in, did you catch what I was saying about the movie theater and that exit, you know, that one exit down by the screen, that all movie theater, that one exit, but all the other exits are, like, back where you normally come in at, right?
Right.
Now, what they said happened was the guy came in, bought a ticket, but then he left towards the beginning of the show, went out that second exit or that bottom exit, propped the door open, to go out to his car or whatever, which is parked in the back or some shit like that, loaded up, put on everything, and then came back in and started throwing canisters around and then started shooting. I mean, at the beginning, as I was saying, at the beginning of the movie, I think if I noticed someone going down that direction down there that didn't come back, like, right away, because usually I've seen it happen. I've seen somebody, that's people sneaking in their friends or something, like, oh, okay, or whatever. But there's something, you instantly got to think, okay, something's wrong with this. You know, and it's like nobody paid attention. And it was like nobody paid attention to that, for the starters. Now, another issue I have with this whole night was that these people thought that it was part of the movie. Like, we're not to talk about people living in Colorado or anything like that, but it's Colorado. It's not Hollywood. Y'all don't get no special, you know, special shows, or you don't get no special... You know what I mean? Y'all don't get that type of shit out there. Like, what the fuck? If somebody's coming in throwing gas or something like that, that's a problem. You don't get those kind of special effects out there in the movie theater. We barely get that shit in Hollywood at the Hollywood theater and shit. You know what I mean? You got to be in, like, mass Chinese theater or some shit for that type of stuff. You're in fucking Aurora, Colorado at a Cineplex. You know, you don't get those kind of... That lady said, Well, I mean, he came in and threw the gas. I just thought it was part of the Batman series or the Batman show. Like, no. How dumb do you sound?
Right.
Please.
Because why would they, first off, somebody leaving who was already supposedly in there and leaves and props the door open and then comes back? That's suspect at first. And then I don't understand how you thought that pouring gas is part of a movie. Like, no.
I mean, this is funny, and I mean, it's not funny. Let me not say that, but I mean no disrespect when I'm talking or what I'm saying here. But like I said, I don't respect stupidity. You guys are in the middle of, like I said, you're in the middle of Colorado. You see that type of shit ain't gonna happen out here. You don't hear no movie theaters getting shot up in no major city. You know, you don't hear about no one dude. Because honestly, why? Because one, niggas out here is heated going to the movie. That's number one. He might have got started shooting and everything or whatever, too, but he wouldn't have been the only motherfucker in the theater shooting, let that have happened in the hood, or probably somewhere in Detroit or some of these type of places. Y'all got to realize the craziest people is coming out of the most remote location.
Right.
Now, Aurora, Colorado is supposedly a big city or whatever, but like I said, you're still in Colorado. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to downplay nobody's city or anything like that, but you guys are, Colorado's kind of over there. You know, it's kind of like Oklahoma. Like I said, I've been to Oklahoma, and I've been to Colorado. I've been to these places, and it's just like, I'm not going to say it's like, these are the places where, like, psychos get created. I don't know how or whatever, but out here, like I said, in the city, I mean, in L.A., New York, you know, Detroit, people are psychos. People just don't really care. You know, they start killing each other. You know, it's just all some nigga shit. I guess that's the best way I can put it. But
right.
it takes a sadistic motherfucker to think and pre-plan this whole shit with Evie. It takes a sadistic type mind. And trust me, I've had these type of thoughts. Like I said, I just don't go that far. But
right.
It takes a sick person to really sit there and think, like, you know what? The movie, the showing of the new Batman is about to come out, the midnight premiere, you know, hold up, let me think, let me get some guns, you know, all legal. And all his heats was legal. He was legally able to carry, all, not carry them, but he legally owned all his guns that he had. He wasn't legal to carry them, but he legally owned them and purchased them and bought them. But you got to be, like I said, if you're sitting there like, you know what, that new Batman movie comes out tonight. You know, I got a gas mask. I got some canisters. You know what? I'm going to be Bane tonight. Or, you know, whatever the fuck he was thinking. Because, you know, we're going to get all these stories down the line about what was going through his head. And, you know, this shit just started, and we're already getting 3-4 stories. So once this man go to trial and all kind of other shit happens, we're going to get all the other, how crazy this man really is. But that's the type of, it takes a real crazy person to do that. And you can only get that crazy, I think, in a lot of those type of cities. When you just ain't got shit else to do, that's why I just like I said, don't take what I say to heart or anything like that. But the most rural places, I guess that's how, is that the right word I'm looking for? Rural?
Okay,
like
I can understand that, but okay.
Is that the right word I'm looking for? Rural?
Yeah,
is that the right word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, all these crazy killers are the craziest killers, at least recently. Like I said, I've been out in some way out city or some little city in some little state way over here somewhere. And they're talking about how this was like 12 years after the kids shot up the high school. And it also amazes me as well that it's been 12 years since Columbine got shot up. 12 years already?
Wow. How time flies.
How time flies between craziness, between psychos. You know what I mean? Like, Colorado don't seem like the place you want to live in right now. It upsets me. It really just pisses me off because there's people out here getting shot at, and then here's another thing I don't like about this. Right? As much as y'all hear me talk about how black folks be getting shot over the dumbest stuff, we should Trayvon Martin. Right? Shot over wearing a hoodie and some Skittles, right?
Right.
This dude, after they shoot him, Zimmerman's still alive getting death threats or whatever, but he's up here tweeting and shit on Twitter and everything like that. Nobody seems to care or give a fuck. But, and then all these, and then the police officers arrested the man. They said, no, like I said, again, don't quote me, but this is just stories I've heard. Is when they arrested the guy, he was putting all his guns up like he just finished the day at work. Like he was out by his car, just loading up everything, like, okay, just putting everything away. Like he was just going to drive off like it was another day. And the police, like I said, arrested him. Like he has all these guns on him. They had to have been a black person or somebody. You know what I mean? Like, come on. He wouldn't have made it to court.
Exactly. But
he wouldn't have made it to court.
I said this for a long time, though. Like the craziest people, the ones who are going around shooting up shit are white people. Like, people really underestimate them because it's like, oh, they don't got, you know, because one thing, or they scary, or they look like this, or they look like that. And them is the craziest people. Them is the people who are really out here who got the fucked up ass minds. Like, I mean, I know some niggas with some fucked up heads, but I mean, they, you feel me? Has to go into a home movie theater and start pouring gas on people and just take an automatic weapon and just start shooting that shit? Like, come on, bro. Like, that's really crazy.
It takes a special kind of crazy. And it's like me, like I said, I can understand it. Like I said, don't get me twisted. I done had these type of thoughts. I done got, like I said, my stress level done got to the point sometimes I was like, you know what? I'm about to blow this whole motherfucker up or some shit or whatever. We've all reached that point. you know, at some point where somebody doesn't always want to just be like, you know what? But that's what, like you just said, Queen. There's that line. I'd be wanting to cross it myself, but I know what happens once I cross that line. You know, everybody has that line in their life. Like, you know what? Whatever I do, whatever I say, I'm not going to cross or I'm not going to cross that line. You got that one, like, right there. You may cross some other lines, but there's that one line you're not going to cross.
Right.
These people don't have no line. They don't care. And like you just said, these are people that you may know every day, you know, that just make, these are everyday people. Like I said, that man was that guy was like a college student. You know, we'll get the full story on the dude, but like I said, that guy was just a college student. People didn't know he was that psycho, and it's even crazy because the people that be telling you or you can see that they psycho, they still look past anyway. Like, nah, he's just playing, he's just bullshitting. You can't, people are not playing. People are not playing or not bullshitting, and y'all got to watch yourselves, man. People's stress levels are way off the charts. They need to smoke more weed. They need to do something. Or it's like these people, like, this is the dude that should have just killed himself. This is why I believe in suicide. Not in the whole sense, but it's like, if you know you're crazy, I would rather him, like I said, I'd rather him, go ahead, just kill yourself. Damn. Be done with it. Then go kill off 12 other people and injuring 58 people. The dude had, like, four guns. A shotgun, an assault rifle, a handgun, like, and a, oh, my God. This is it.
You can't say, but even
the scarier part is, it's like, we're talking about how dumb it is, but he was really actually pretty smart, and that's even scarier. Dude was smart. He was crazy, but he was smart.
Yeah, you gotta be smart to be able to plan out some shit like that.
That's what I'm saying, and he realized he did it, and that's what y'all realized, he did it at midnight, during the midnight show or whatever, because he knew the police response would be down. You know what I mean? There's a lot of factors that went into this. So although I'm not condoning what he did, there's a reason that you got to watch people. There's a reason. But they also may say, like I said, he may have not shown anything, or he might have shown, what are the words I'm looking for? My drink's kicking in. But he may have not given people reasons to think he would act like that.
Wait a minute. You drinking? I need to catch up. Where am I? Oh, what? Oh.
All right,
I'll catch up in a minute. Don't trip.
but that shit is just sad on a lot of levels. It's sad in a lot of things. Like I said, I'm mad people have to die. I'm mad, you know, shit had to go like this. But on the other hand of things, like I said, people are responsible. Like I said, if I had been in that theater, the first minute, oh come on now, he might have got me. I might have caught one in the shoulder, wearing away, but I wouldn't be dead. You know, he wouldn't have got me. Or on the other hand, it's just like, if he injured 50, I'll try to get the numbers right. So he injured 58 people, all right, shot 12, but he injured 58, so there had to be a nice full theater, right? I'm sorry.
Right.
Even in some gas or something like that, if somebody in there topping and you were amongst one of the first few people that's, like, right there, like I said, a dude came up at me and, like, he was in my face and, like, right there or whatever, I would have had to hold my breath and try to at least rush him or something. Like, how does a dude get off so many rounds and everything like that? I mean, I guess I've never been in a gas situation either. I don't know how that gas may affect people. I'm not sure. Maybe that's something else. So, like I said, I wasn't there. But even if you blind and you coughing and shit or whatever, and if you're about to die, if I have any inkling or I see any shadowy figure coming out of that gas or something like that, I'm going to rush the gas and just start, you know, doing whatever I got to do on whoever it is. I'm going to do something. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's going to be a video of it somewhere. Something's probably going to pop up that has to do with this whole thing. We're not done with this yet. But we're going to wait and see what happens and see what else we can find out. But we're going to be back, y'all, because I got another news story I want to get into, too, about some other dumbass motherfucker that got into some shit. And this is crazy right now. So got Queen hanging with me right now. We're going to let the ladies take over the airways for a little while, starting off with Danny, let's seduce her. Let's dip it low. We'll be right back. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays.
Jimmy, this beat is banging.
Dip it low. Dip it low. Dip it low. Dip it low. money, yeah, who do, huh? I can do that. But where's your money? For this cash on the ATM, for this college, are you funny? Like my left, right, left, right. The promoter all night. Cody miss with that fright. He's a nigga I like. Don't be afraid when I throw it back. Got you like Red Fox, about to have a heart attack. Addicted like heroin, he say I got that crack.
Turn it up. past mine, it'll never change. But the worst time will never fade. It's my time, no need to explain. The city girl with a bag of dreams. Yeah, I signed deal, universal now. I had you by the neck while I'm working now. And the flows only get worse now. I mean bad, really not worse now. I'm better, and you not working out. You better get a little closer now. And I tell you what I'm talking about. I'm grown, no, not a juvenile. I'm the best, still improving now. You lost, so you could just throw the towel. I'm wild, so please don't do me now. I'm Cam, bitch, I'ma move now. You should see them boys' faces. I told them that she's a getter. I'm on my grind, like blenders on your mind. Like women, I'm so sweet, like Splendid, and I'm so done. Like Cindy, and I'm so good, like in it, and I'm so real. Like Vivid, and I'm so got it, like get it, and when I say it, I spit it.
I got my O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit. Why well, I thought I let it just win and shit. Stay on the clock, getting in and shit. Why these chicks pretend and shit? No competition, I've been and shit. Like that bitch like a cigarette. O-W-N, bitch. Now you wanna be friends and shit. Why tell the ladies just win and shit? Stay on the clock getting in and shit. Why these chicks retain and shit? No competition, I've been and shit. Take these niggas in a sinner. Like that bitch like a cigarette.
Damn. I got my own.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them, 100%. You can't get no higher than that nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eye, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoy it. Not that much. Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though. I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing. But I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me.
Now me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll... Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker? What's your name?
Don't think that's,
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tarling in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
With that shit to Radio Man, it's your girl Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Our Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sunday, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, we back. And like I said, if you're just tuning in, and you can still got time to get in on the combo, 661-621-7559, talking about stress and what people do with stress, how people can't handle stress, and what the fuck, you know, people's issues is or whatever. So let's get people back in here. Queen, you still good?
I'm still good.
All right, strap is 678-9138. You got Dagger, what it do?
What's happening, Dad? You already know this your boy, Mr. Pills. Boy, what's good with
Mr. Pills in the building? How you feeling tonight, Max?
Hey, man, feeling good, feeling great. Feeling, just getting off of work. I had got on earlier, and then I had to, you know, finish, you know, cleaning up the spot, you know what I'm saying? So,
Now, no problem, man. As long as you're here, that's all that matters, man. Finishing up that business and everything like that. So, of course, Mr. Pills, real quick, for those that don't know, let them know they can get at you real quick or whatever, because, you know, Mr. Pills doing big things as well. So let them know where they can find your music and shit at. That Don Diva, we just heard, that Turn It Up, that was one of Mr. Pills' people, y'all. So make sure y'all know what's up.
Oh, yeah. She going ham. But yeah, just get at your boy, you know, on Facebook, Mario Johnson, you know, my Mr. Pills fan page, MRPILLZ, you know, just Google that. You know what I'm saying? You'll come up with everything. At Mr. Pills 01 for Twitter. So, you know, I ain't hard to find for sure. So, you know,
for sure.
Get at your boy.
Well, real quick, Mr. Pills, let me ask you, just like I said, we just got off the one subject real quick. I don't want to get all the way back into it, but let me ask you, man, if you heard about what happened in that movie theater, right, over there in Colorado? You heard about that, right?
Yeah.
The crazy one. Now, look, man, now, Mr. Pills, you a big man. Even you, like I said, that shit, when you listening to the story, when you hearing the story, man, that shit didn't make sense, though, right? Like, when they had even got your ass, like, it wouldn't have got you either, though, huh? Because it just didn't sound
right.
Like,
hell no. Exactly. Shit, man, that was crazy shit, that boy.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there listening to, like I said, as soon as black folks, like I said, you see, where you said black folks being some robbery shit or whatever, when police been throwing smoke bombs and shit like that, when people throw smoke bombs, you're supposed to leave and shit. You don't be on some, well, I think this is part of the show. Let's stick around
right.
And see what happens. Like, what the fuck? Like,
right.
Man, but no. But, yeah, but a new subject, though, what I also want to talk about, man, in Ohio. See where we go from Colorado, Ohio. This is where I talk about these states that be in the middle. That I don't know. Not all of them, but some of them. You got to watch these states. But, you know, give props to old boy right here, man. Like I said, it's not as bad of a situation. Y'all hear about the drug kingpin of Ohio who's only 17 years old running weed through two, not one, but two school districts he was running weed through. Like,
what?
17 years old, running it. They said that boy was making, he made $20,000 a month off that shit.
Wow.
Like, I got a 17-year-old boy running weed through two school districts. Not one. Like I said, you got to think about what kind of time, what kind of dedication that takes. He had clientele. Like I said, he had farms. He had warehouses. He had cellars.
Wow.
He was... Thank you. You know what I mean? Because right. when the cops finally raided his home, they said, like I said, he was getting about 20 G's a month. Let's see, in the bedroom of his parents' house. So he was running the drug kingpin from his parents' house in his bedroom. Like, they found over six G's in cash in the boy's bedroom when they raided his parents' house. Now. This is another thing that's just so amazing to me. Like I said, it amazes me. Also, how he got caught was funny too. Like I said, follow me. Here's the story, right? He was only 16 years old, so they're not gonna when he committed all the drugs and everything, so they can't release his name yet. But it was dope though because the only reason he got on the radar is because he started bringing in a high grade of weed. So it was so. It's kind of fucked up because I guess he was doing what he was doing normally or whatever, but it wasn't that major or anything because, you know, it was just some, like, dirt weed, so nobody was really on it. Nobody was caring. But then, being the entrepreneur that he is at such a young age, so I got to give him props, so I'm dumb, but an entrepreneur. This dude said he upped his THC level on his stick because, you know, it's amazing how smart people can be when, you know, you put some shit together when it comes to weed and everything. So this dude... Yeah. Updated his weed, is the value of his weed. So it's like a high grade hydroponic strain of marijuana, and he was selling them for like $350-$400 an ounce
in Ohio.
Damn, in Ohio, exactly in Ohio.
Damn,
like, that's how good this shit. Nigga, $350-$400 an ounce? You know how much that has to be to pay that much for an ounce?
For hell yeah.
Nigga, you wouldn't be letting nobody smoke it.
Yeah, an ounce. But it was funny, though, because how he got caught, though, was just straight on some movie shit. He got caught on some 21 Jump Street type shit because one of his people sold to an undercover officer in the high school.
Mm.
So they straight cut. Some young ass cop up in high school trying to buy weed just straight out the movies. But oh man, that's just fucking
wow.
Like I said, I don't know where to go. I don't know how I feel about this. Like I said, honestly, I don't feel like weed is a bad thing, like I said. And it doesn't seem like he was hurting anybody. Everybody seemed to be happy and everything. Like I said, I'm on the fence when it comes to weed. But he was providing jobs. People was getting paid. But here's the rundown. Let's see. The undercover officer uncovered six students. There were six students currently in school that were working for him. There were former students that were working for him. So these are students that then graduated and were still in the business. I guess, you know, going through, he's about to release it through college, all kind of stuff like that, right? Hold on, what else we got? Let's see. They said the group supplied an overwhelming amount of marijuana in Mason and King school districts. Now, also think about that. You got to realize that these are school districts, not two schools.
Yeah.
School districts. Like, we're talking like, that's like he was supplying all of LAUSD and like whatever the next school district is over. You know how many schools are in one district? At least, usually to get a district, you need at least maybe like 6 to 10, at least 6 to 10 schools to get you a district.
That's probably in high school, exactly.
So not only, not just one, he was running two school districts, was running them. Like, oh man. They said, let's see, what else we got? The students helped. The student also helped lead cops to uncover. He had major grow operations run by locals out of the warehouses. So he had local people like, you know what? Hey, little 17-year-old kid came up to these people probably like, hey, yo, you got this warehouse? I need to move some weed up in here. But could you imagine a little kid coming at some grown-ass man that owns a warehouse talking about, yo, I got business. Like, you know, that's so-so. Like,
he's making 20 racks a month. He can pay off all this crap. What the
heck? That's what I'm saying. Like, man. 20 D's a month, man. But this is what I'm talking about. This type of shit is not going to happen in no major city. You need to go to Ohio for shit like this to happen. You know what I mean? Ain't no.
Do you know
what
city in Ohio?
Hold on, let's see if I can find it. Do I got the city on here? This says near Cincinnati. So there's a Cincinnati area because one of the school districts is in the Cincinnati area. So it's got to be in there somewhere. I'm not going to say Cincinnati, but we're going to go Cincinnati, Ohio. We'll call it that. But it was just fucking like, God. And then let's see. So they got that. So they got his people that were in school. They got the people that were out of school. They got the people that was housing all his weed and everything. They got all the warehouses. So then you got six other adult individuals were arrested in their role for growing and distribution. So they got his drivers, they got his growers, they got his warehouses. And I mean, I'm not tripping off of what the cops did. I'm still tripping off of how, like I said, this little boy was balling, like I said, all the weed. Had shops set up, and then authorities, they seized over 600 plants from three grow houses. Three. He had three houses that they stole 600 plants from, and the street value of his plants was estimated to be over $3 million fucking dollars. $3 million. The police walked out with $300 million worth of this man's weed. Now, you know I'm upset about that, but at the same time, it's like I said, when it comes to weed, like I said, I don't know. I don't see him doing anything wrong. It seemed like everybody got their jobs. I didn't hear about nobody being killed. Kids was probably in school smoking. Like, that's fine, but I mean, it's not fine. But I mean, I was a kid smoking in school, so I turned out okay, so it can't be that bad. But this is sophistication behind this. You know, but again, this type of shit only happens in these most remote places, but I bet you he wasn't stressed. He's stressed out now. But, you know, who's going to be stressed making 2 G's and you sitting on top of the world at fucking 15, 16 years old? Sitting on top. Like, I got to play that. Hold on, I'm going to play that drop one more time. Just imagine this, but hold on. Where's my little thing real quick? And I'm going to leave everybody on the line. I'll play this on the top. I'm going to play it one more time specifically for this white boy out of Ohio right now. Because this is what he was on. He was on this Riley shit right here. Imagine this is a white boy real quick. All right, here we go. We're going to do this one more time. And imagine instead of the candy, we're talking about weed. One more time. Think about it.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be?
It's a wild ride with life.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room.
But this is a movie.
But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes.
Like
fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue.
America.
Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
And that's another thing. Only in America can you get away with this type of shit. You know, like, the only, this is why people are always trying to come to America, because in America, if you're smart enough, you can basically do anything you want to here, whether it be legal or illegal. It don't matter. You can do it. Whether you get caught or not, it's a different story. But here, you can do it. Honestly, look at what people are doing. If you want to go shoot up a movie theater, you can go shoot up a movie theater if you want to shoot up a movie theater. You want to be a drug kingpin at 15, 16 years old, you can do that. I mean, obviously. I mean, it's the land of opportunity. Everybody wants
hell
to fucking come here and do what everybody wants to do. Oh, man, yeah, I don't know. This shit is fucking, people are crazy. People are psychos. But look, y'all, that's my love. Like I said, I don't even know what more to say about stress. Because these people, like I said, at least the drug kingpin or whatever, they look like they was just fine. But they're stressed out now because now everybody's fucked up their whole operation. And they had that's another thing. If you're doing something, as long as you're not harming people, like really like physically harming people and causing damage to people, then I don't see the problem. Little, you know what I mean? These little guys were making money, wasn't bothering nobody. Everybody had a job. I bet everybody got a cut. You know what I mean? If he had been selling something else besides weed and building this whole thing up, he would be getting awards and all kind of shit.
No,
you know what
the
I mean?
Only reason why he got caught was because the government wasn't getting a cut. He's 17.
Yeah, exactly.
He's 17. Exactly. The government wasn't getting a cut. So that's why that went down the way that went down. Let's be logical here.
Yeah, I'm mad at him. Hell yeah. They was hating. You know what I mean? They couldn't tax him. And then that's
it. You got to pay to play.
Yeah, and then I also want to find the cops. I want to know the cops that they put in undercover to go into high school. And I want to see if these dudes really look like they could have passed for high school students. Because I don't know. That shit is just crazy. I don't think that could happen in real life. But it happened. But that's amazing. Who's the gun fuck? Who's the dumbass that's gonna sell weed? This is why I don't just buy weed off anybody. And if I did sell weed, I don't sell weed if I don't know you. If I don't know you, I give you shit. You know, that's just bottle fucking lie. You know how many people, you know, I'll be driving around or whatever, I'll just be doing what I gotta do or whatever, just in rotation, you know, in the mix of my things and if people just random strangers walk up to me like, you know what, I got that kush, I got that woo, I got that. Nigga, no, I'm not buying. What I look like buying something like that off the street from just a random nigga.
Right.
No, I don't know who you are. I don't know if somebody's back here in the car somewhere just waiting for you to do a handoff and pull me over. You know, fuck that. And like I said, if I was some kind of kingpin or something like that, I would be like, nope, I don't know you. Don't send nobody to me. You know, don't have your friend come get nothing from me. Don't say you know this personally. No, I don't know you. You know, if I don't know you, you ain't getting shit. And I barely trust the people I know. So,
he had to be paying off some cops, though. That's for sure.
He didn't pay off no cops. Or he didn't, you know what I mean? That's probably the other part of it, too. You gotta know, man, you gotta get some law enforcement or get somebody, some of that people in your pocket, some judges or something like that, you know. Then you gotta get a bit there.
So be running two districts, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
And then that's two police forces, and that's double the charges. And you know that's double the charges. You get charged for each one, like, oh, man. And you know they're gonna make an example out of this kid. That's another fucked up thing, too. They're gonna make an example out of him, like, because.
because the cops are mad that some little kid was running a whole fucking operation in two of their districts. I would be, honestly, if I was a cop, I'd be kind of mad too. But at the same time, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know, don't hate on, don't hate because he had that shit set up like, y'all was getting ganged up by a 15-year-old. It's okay. But then also somebody snitched. There's always a snitch in there too. So it's like, man, it's, that's why it's almost not worth doing it, because there's always some type of way or something that you always are going to have to stress out about, because no matter what you're doing, no matter who you take care of, there's always going to be somebody who feels maybe they didn't get enough, they're not getting what they deserve. There's always going to be someone or somebody somewhere that's going to try to fuck up something. You know what I mean? Nobody's ever all the way happy all the time. And that's why, another reason why it's so hard for me to trust people and deal with people, because they can be happy one day, and then the very next day be off some whole other shit. And you just never know.
Right. That's why I better get out there and vote, because we get a Republican in office, it's a wrap.
So y'all better watch it out, man, and be careful. Real shit, like I said, make sure y'all get everything focused, man. And know what y'all doing out here. It's going to be a whole lot worse. Y'all talking about Big Brother and everything like that. Yeah, I know exactly what Pills is on. Like, yeah, that next level shit. Like, man, they don't be playing, and they're looking for a reason. They're looking for a reason, y'all. They're looking for it. And y'all just got to watch it to get it to them.
They are ready to get Obama out of their White House. Believe me.
And then also, like I said, being political, real. And then, you know, once Obama get out, that's the last black person y'all gonna see in the White House for I don't know how long. Now they feel like, okay, we had our black president, we don't got to do that for a while. You know what I mean? Look how long it took to get the first one. So it's like, okay, now we got the black people all satisfied. And then their excuse is always gonna be, well, black people had their chance, but they couldn't get it done. Y'all, this is why I hate politics. But. Just know what y'all are voting for. Know what y'all get involved. Make your voice heard. Let's put it that way.
Yep.
We can talk here all day, but I mean, unless you get out there and actually do something about it, then nothing's gonna change. And as we all know, you got to be in it to win it. That goes for everything. It goes for politics, the fucking lottery, music game. You gotta invest. You gotta do something in order to make something happen. So that's across the board. All right, y'all. I mean, this is another Slap Sunday. Like I said, 2 hours is never really enough time to get into everything, but this is all we got. Mr. Pills, any shout-outs you want to give and any advice on what's your number one stress reliever? How do you relieve stress?
Man, smoking on a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and just letting
as you should.
You know, that's it. Because one thing about it, man, you can have a fucked up day, you feel me? But as soon as you hit that blunt, whatever your activity may be, you know what I'm saying? For me, it's herb. So once I hit that blunt, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Because we like, got that chemical in it that say, fuck it, like my nigga, my nigga said.
It just do it to you, man. So, yeah, man. But I salute everybody fucking with Mr. Fields, man. I appreciate the love. And, you know, Dad, you keep on doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Lady, you know what I'm saying? Who's her name?
Miss Queen V.
Miss Queen.
I'm here. I'm sideline conversation going on. I wasn't trying to interrupt.
Yeah, I'm saying he was saying to body you and you weren't even here to listen.
Oh,
yeah, that's wrong.
Sorry, bye, Mr. Pills.
Oh yeah, but already, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Mr. Pills, good looking out, man. You know you're always welcome, man. When that new music drop, make sure I get it first, all right?
You already know, boy.
Yes, sir. And then Queen, you know, we'll be back at full effect as a tag team officially back again next Wednesday. Everything's going to be all good, so we'll be back on Wednesday. But any shots you want to get to people real quick? Any last tips on how to handle stress?
Okay, I have a personal shout-out for the Dagger. Koya says hi. but how do I release stress? I release stress a couple ways. I like to have sex. I like to eat. I like to smoke sometimes. I'm trying to get rid of that habit, though. But, just a little bit. But, those are a couple ways I like to release some stress.
Sounds like a plan.
As far as my shout-outs, I give shout-out to my new roommates, my Koya and my Erica. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. anybody out here trying to make some moves and get some things going, shout out to y'all. You guys can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. You guys can catch me on Twitter. Follow me at QueenVicky_TM. Vicky is spelled V-I-C-K-Y. and you guys can also catch me every Wednesday night from 9 to 11, West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights with your girl and the Dagger.
Yeah.
I think that is about it. I'm about to go upstairs and chill out for a minute.
Yes, ma'am. Sounds like a plan. Well, we will see you, Miss Nicole, on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And like I said, we got a lot to make up for this week. So make sure you're on time, because I'll make sure I'm on time, too.
Oh, make sure I'm on time. Okay.
Yeah, hey, last week wasn't my fault. Like I said, if you were at the beginning of the show, you would have known what happened. But that wasn't my fault, so I couldn't control that. But everything's all good now. So like I said, we got a lot to make up for it next week. So just make sure you're on time.
Yes.
But all right, Katie, we'll see you on Wednesday night, all right?
All right.
All right, Ma. Oh, man. So, like I said, y'all, another show. Like I said, 2 hours isn't enough to do what I really would want to do, the conversations we have to talk, things we got to say, ideas we got to get out. But, again, when it comes to stress, y'all got to watch how y'all handle shit. Watch the things that you do. Watch the people that you're around. Watch the decisions that you make. Because what you don't realize is that a lot of things can't be taken back. Once you cross that certain line, once you go in this, off on certain things and certain tangents, once you, well, again, like I said, once you cross a certain line, there is no going back. Or even if you try to go back, nobody's going to let you. Trust me. I hear that shit all the time because people like keep saying about my past situations and everything. I've crossed certain lines, and once you've done that, you can't undo it. So just be careful about what you do. Be careful of the decisions you make. And Watch yourselves, watch your surroundings, and watch people. Watch, be careful, because as you can see, you can't even go to a fucking movie theater anymore without something happening. So be careful, all right? And we'll be back next Sunday, 7 to 9, right here, Side Sundays with the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. We'll see y'all Wednesday nights on Hump Nights, where we talk about more of those adult matters and adult themes. And that's about it. We're on. Happy birthday to my boy, Dustin Morris, again. Dustin, man, be careful growing up in there. Just get out. Do what you got to do. Get the fuck out. Happy birthday. And like I said, make sure you go in there as turned up as possible. Make sure you hit me up when you get up out. All right, man? Good luck. Yeah, I played it, but I'll play it again. Happy birthday. And also, like I said, my man's going away.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers breaking. The lyrics so cold that no one cares what singer's making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face. And now you looking like you shaking, this music has you taken.
But where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland, give me my space, man. I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear your fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard his leg is choking. Someone hit the DJ, my body is broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard his leg is choking. Someone hit the DJ.
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of classes where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap game's my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will. That is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here, we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer.